morning. It's that's traffic noise. And I looked down and saw that the microphone was like pegging on the noise. And I was like, what the hell? Yeah, good morning. It's 7:03 by now. 7:03 a.m. Friday, July the 10th, 2020. Aloha. It's already over 70 degrees out here, and it's muggy as hell. I do not understand. I don't know if it rained overnight. There's a little bit of water in the gutters, but I can't tell if it's from some rain in the middle of the night or sprinkler runoff or what. But the air is really thick. It's really hazy. I didn't hear it rain, but that doesn't mean anything. I went down hard at 9:30 last night and slept through until 5:30 this morning. Beautiful day though. Pretty looking. It's not pleasant to be in, but there was a breeze that felt kind of cool there while I was walking along West 20th, but down here in the neighborhood, I could see the leaves on top of the trees wiggling, but I'm not feeling a lot of movement in the air. But when I got up, I saw the temperature and I thought, I better get out ASAP. So I had a half a cup of coffee and had my toast and got my boots on. So I went to the grocery store yesterday. Unfortunately, I have to go back again today. I'm usually better at this, but I need a couple of things. One thing I need is yogurt. Ironically, I went to make yogurt and somebody had finished off the last of my yogurt, and I did not, as I promised myself I would do, I did not save some aside to start the next batch. I thought, well, that's almost, you know, that's like a quart and a half of yogurt, and that's, nobody's gonna eat that. They did. And I went to fill up the cat bowls, bringing out of crunchy foods. I was like, ah, shit. That can't stand. So I've got to get some crunchy food. I've got to get some yogurt. So I can make your yogurt. Good morning. And I may need to get another pair of earbuds. Using the Bluetooth earbuds on my computer instead of the over-the-ear headphones has been a life-changing experience. As much as I like having the over-the-ear cups, having the over-the-ear cups on for 10 hours a day, one more, they pressed in on the bows of my glasses, and that's caused a lot of pain over the years. I didn't develop calluses, I developed sores, apparently. So, when I have to take the earbuds out to plug to recharge them, I put my headphones back on again, and the headphones, like, the sides of my head went, no! And my ears, because they pinch my ears. The cups aren't big enough to cover my ears, and they're kind of hard, so they pinch the edges. And they're not small enough to fit inside. There's some over the ear and in the ear, and I really prefer the in ear, but there's some over the ear ones that sort of nestle in the shell of the outer ear. I don't know that they would be any better in terms of pressing on the sides of my glasses. But having computer glasses has made my online experience much more pleasant. Working in Scrivener, there's a lot of little tiny text in Scrivener. And so I can see it okay, but wearing my glasses, I don't have to work to see it, if that makes any sense. A lot of noise this morning, holy cow. There's a lot of weird noise in the waveform yesterday. There were a lot of high spikes that I don't know what they were. I don't know if I coughed or what. I tried to trim them down a little bit, but I didn't do a very good job of it. Seen him before. So yeah, the difficulty is that the LG HBS 800s that I've got are old. They're really old. In fact, they're so old that the casing for the earbuds themselves is cracked. Where the little wire feeds into the side, the kind of broken off a flange. But that doesn't seem to have affected their utility. But what has happened is that the battery is old and tired, and so it doesn't hold a charge for very long. Or maybe it's what it used to do, and I just never tried to wear them that long at a time. But yeah, literally, I'm on the computer from 6 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning until 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, with just, you know, half an hour off, an hour here. Well, in the evening, 2 hours to deal with dinner and fixing it, eating it, and cleaning up afterwards. The occasional run to the grocery store where I don't wear them. But other than that, for the most part, if I'm sitting at the computer, which is 90% of the time I'm awake, I've got my ears on. So I may need to get a second pair just so that I can trade them out. Wear one, charge one. They recharge pretty quickly, I have to say. I suppose the answer is, if you have to charge your headphones, you need to stand up from the computer. That's also a valid approach. I need to consider that one. It is muggy. And by muggy, I mean God, it's probably all the way up to 35%. And all of the people in the mid-Atlantic states and mid-America states who are dealing with 98% humidity and 90 degrees are laughing at me at 35% and 70. As well, you might. Prairie dog all over the place. Little plague hosts. I thought this guy was walking a dog, but he's... just some large weeds on the sidewalk. I think it's athletic shirt guy. Get ready to sit with me. I'm up close. Yeah, I met him early. I must be earlier today or he's a little later. Good morning. Grand Canyon University today. We should have given him a little wider berth. Okay, why do I have so much sun? Am I out actually later today? I didn't think I was, but maybe. That's not, you know, it's not that bad, but... this morning. Down here in the neighborhood away from West 20th Street, it's very quiet. So we got a yard sale going. Oh, because of course it's Friday, there will be yard sales this weekend. It's the weekend. Is that the... It is. I think it's the lady with the little Scotty dog. It is, it is. She's lost so much weight. I hope she's not sick. Good morning, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I don't know if she's really that cheery, that chipper, or if she's just... really good at putting on that suburban superficial pleasantness. She always seems sincere, so I don't know. I have no reason to doubt her, but damn, woman, don't you ever have a bad day? To be fair, I don't tend to unload on strangers either, so I suppose there's that. Mumble, mumble, mumble. So I'm almost back. Here we go. Coming up on the last turn to the north. Now, for all of the hate and discontent that was being strewn around here, they punched a road through from this corner where I'm standing right now over to the shopping center. And some of the members of the homeowner association were just beside themselves with anger because it was taking, well, it was basically a cul-de-sac and turning the street into a through road to the shopping center. And the light industrial and now multifamily residential sections that are over there. I haven't really noticed. They did some things. They put some mollifications in. They put some noise abatement, some traffic abatement. What do they call them? Modifications of the road. They put a speed bump here on the corner, a raised crosswalk, so that you had to slow down to cross the crosswalk, or you'd bottom out. But then, 3 months after they put it in, they resurfaced the road, and when they did, they took out the raised sidewalk, but did not replace it. They did put in some traffic islands, so you have to sort of slow down to go around the islands. I haven't really noticed a lot of people who are using this as their pathway to nirvana at high speed. It doesn't really resemble the neighborhood I moved into, of course. When I moved in here, some of these houses weren't even here. When did we move here? Let's say 92, 93. Something like that. Almost 30 years. No wonder the gutters are falling off. The downspouts are falling off. The house needs painting again. It's gonna need a new roof soon. These new furnace. Oh, well. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.